Ryan, how confident are you in the Commanders going up to the Meadowlands on Sunday?
I'm actually confident in the team.
Hang on.
I'm confident in the team at this point now. But, you know, you always have that little thing in the back of your head because this is one team that always seems to give us fits. And I'm in a mindset that I think we're getting over that hump this year. We've been exercising a few demons.
Sure.
And I think this is another one that can be exercised this year.
I definitely tend to agree with you. I coined the phrase, no fade in Jaden. I just think he has created something different entirely here. And it's not just him, right? Like, there's a million factors, but he would be the lead singer of the band, that everything is different.
Uh-huh.
And I think going up there will allow them to really show that they're a different team, right? And I think if you look back on week two, I think Washington's significantly better than they were week two, and I'm not so sure the Giants are.
They aren't.
Losing Tyrone Tracy, I think, is a big loss for them. I guess it's not official that he's out, but I think
the running back?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a big plus for us.
He had the concussion Monday night.
Yeah, but and he ran for 140-something?
He runs hard.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a guy like that in concussion protocol, Monday night game, short turnaround. My only caution is, this time last week, everybody with a pulse was saying Baltimore was the best team in football despite having two losses. Then they played Cleveland in a division game and lost. Division games are different beasts entirely.
They are totally.
I want to let the folks weigh in. 800-636-1067. Let's start with our guy, Jupe, on line four.
What up, Jupe?
Fellas, what's good, yo? Hey, listen, good, man. I'm good. As long as we got Timothy Daniels back there, I'm confident we can win against anybody. And we keep talking about trades and so on and so forth, but the reason why I keep saying I'd rather just stay put and wait till the offseason and then see what we can do, one, because let's save our draft picks, front office shown that they hit on everything they pick up. And then two, I want them to go through – I don't want everything to be easy for him. I want him to go through some adversity so that way he can learn to overcome it. And, you know, and year one is the year to do it. So, but I think with Dan Quinn, with him and D. Daniels back there, we're in good hands. So, overall, we're good to go. We're going to take care of this. I'm a little bit nervous about the Steelers game. But after that, the Eagles game, it's kind of up in the air, but – so far, Timothy Daniels is undefeated in primetime. But that's all I got for you, fellas.
All right, thank you, buddy. This game is not in primetime, Juke, but I don't want to necessarily point that out.
Anytime you play the Giants, it's primetime.
Jaden does feel like a game changer for all of these conversations.
Yeah. He doesn't get bothered by much. You know, you watch him. I kept running that little 13 seconds back in my head. The dude never seemed flustered the whole time. Then you watch him before he got rid of the ball, he double hitched to make sure he got himself in the right position and let that thing go.
Totally.
That ball from where it left his hands to where it tipped the guys was like at the 2-yard line. That goes into the end zone anyway. You know, so it just, you see people like, I remember Baker Mayfield, like last year trying to throw a Hail Mary. And he basically threw the ball on the ground because he was trying so hard that he just threw it out in the ground instead of getting it up in the air how it was supposed to be. So, you know, right.
Let's keep these phone lines going. Some folks are feeling confident. Blake is very confident, I understand. Blake, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Look, you got to be confident going into a game versus the Giants. I know JP, I know Mitch is going to be a very skeptical on the pod this week. I know he's scared of Daniel Jones. But I got two reasons. This Johnny Newton and Phil Mathis. They really look like they want to play. That defensive line, despite John Allen being hurt, has really impressed me. And the defense as a whole, yes, you could talk about Jaden Daniels, but I think that defense and that defensive front with Phil Mathis and Johnny Newton have been really making a difference in these last two games. And I'm feeling really confident, JP. Happy Halloween, guys.
Thanks, brother. It's a good call.
I'm happy you said that because – we've been talking about Newton. Mathis has played.
Yep.
That this staff comes in, what we saw in the first 2 years is not what we're seeing now.
Dude, and the linebackers are playing so well largely as a result of him.
Yeah.
How about Tischler just getting name dropped there, just getting randomly trolled? That was something.
Hey, man, he deserves it.
Let's go to Nikki G. Nikki G, how you feeling about Sunday's game against the G-Men?
Well, you know, watching these boys always make me nervous. This is a trap game because every time we play the Giants, Daniel Jones seems to be a superstar. I just feel that if we give the ball to B-Rob, power left, power right, power left, power right, I think everything will be just fine. But then again, we got to stay to the script, so... Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But I have faith in my boys, but they just need to come through. That's all I want. Victory on Sunday.
All right, man.
Let's go watch this man.
Thanks, buddy. Any given Sunday. Not inaccurate. Yep. Breaking news on the fan. Tell me your level of excitement for this, Brian. Jaden Daniels was voted as the Pepsi Rookie of the Week for Week 8. It's his 6th Rookie of the Week award this year.
Just give him the award.
Yeah, dude.
6 out of 8 weeks.
I'm so happy that that just happened. First off, I was talking to Toby about it 2 minutes ago, and Chicago Bears fans have been such whiners about Caleb Williams not winning that award. For Jaden Daniels to win it in a performance against the Bears just makes me so happy. I hate the Bears, and I hate their fans.
When did they think he was supposed to win it?
Version of landfill.
I was a couple weeks ago. It was the first time that Caleb Williams looked like he might be semi-competent as an NFL quarterback. The morons in that useless town decided that he should just win every award that exists. Screw him.
I think it was.
You know, Caleb said that landfill?
Yeah.
Damn.
Caleb was good in London. I think he had 4 touchdowns. And that might have been when Jaden was. Okay against Cleveland. I don't remember what the game was, but Caleb did have the better game. Like, listen, man, if you're...
I think it might have been the week when they lost to Baltimore, where he still had outstanding numbers.
What is the age cutoff where, as a fan of a team, you should care about Rookie of the Week awards? I'd say...
I don't think you could put a cutoff
10 years old?
Nah, man.
12 years old?
Nah, Jay. Fans,
if you're over 10 years old, you gotta not worry.
Fans are fanatical. Fans care about every damn thing. You even care about everything. If anything pops up sometimes and it's not getting this play is not getting their love, you don't like it.
Landville,
I can understand what they're feeling, but you know what? They have nothing to base it off of. They're idiotic.
If you're mad this week that Jaden won it, tell Caleb Williams to throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah, well, I saw something this morning. I hope it was just somebody making a little – trying to mess with him, where he said, I gave us a lead. I can't play defense at the same time. That had to be – he couldn't have really said that in the press conference, did he?
Who said – it was Brady, wasn't it?
Caleb.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember Giselle said he can't catch the ball too. I hope the hell he didn't say that. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Cairo in Ashburn. Cairo. How confident are you with the Skins going up to the Meadowlands?
I mean, I think normally in the past, like, you know, 2 or 3 years, I would have been like everyone else who's just like, I don't know, Giants, Daniel Jones, they have our number. But, like, after what happened this past weekend, I think, you know, with Jaden Daniels back there, anything is possible. I think, you know, we have a chance to really dominate them, and I think we should. But, I mean, it is a division game. Those things are kind of weird. Weird things happen. So, I mean, I'm pretty confident regardless of that. I think we should go up there and dominate and show that we're really the team in the NFC. But we'll see. I mean, you never know, right?
We shall see. That's what makes it fun. Thanks for the call.
Play the game.
Jaime is in Manassas. My gut tells me Jaime is very confident. What up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I think the team is playing better. I think Jaden Daniels is playing better since we played them the last time. That it was a kicker's fest, as we remember. The kicker that made all the field goals and the other one that got injured. But I think we're playing better. The defense is playing better. B-Rob is back healthy. He has a hamstring problem now, but I think he's going to be fine on Sunday. And I think we should win by at least 7 points. I think we should handle this. It's about time to start dominating bad teams. If we're good, we should be taking care of bad teams like we're doing, like we did with the Cleveland Browns. And I think we're going to at least win by 7 points on Sunday.
All right. Man. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, Jaime. They have beaten bad teams down.
Yeah.
And these guys might qualify.
That's when you begin to do that to bad teams. That's when you arrive. Everyone just think, oh, if you happen to upset this good team, oh, we're good. No. When you take care of business with the bad teams, you know, when you go into a game and you're actually battling that team and you beat the hell out of them, that's when you know you've arrived.
Apparently that Caleb Williams thing was fake.
Okay, that's what I said. I wish it was.
Let's check with Pete in Landover. Pete, how you feeling about the game this weekend, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. I tell you, Jaden's just like a bottle of wine. He's just getting better every week. He's learning more. Chicago brought the heat. They did a good job of handling it. And at the same time, I think shout out to the linebacking core and that front four on defense. They are just, I mean, they just did a good job on Chicago last week. I would say if I had a worry, I would say probably getting in the end zone more when we get down the red zone. A little concerned about the illegal man downfield a couple times. Seems like little things like that can really come back and bite you in the butt too. But
that's still something the point of contention the league is trying to do. And they're calling people for that a lot.
And it does get a little trickier with the RPO stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
when linemen don't know where he's going.
That's Pepsi Employee of the Week. I work for Pepsi. I'm glad to hear that. So I'm just so excited for the team this year, guys.
Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Let's check in with Marty up in Jersey. Martin.
Marty, what's up?
He's got it.
I'm mostly confident, a little nervous about like the little letdown that they may have. You know, thinking that it's the Giants, but you know, I think it's going to be a lot better because it's a divisional game, so I think it's going to be really good. I'm also the guy that has the company I sent you guys those JD5 hats. So Mitch wore it. I was so proud that you had it on.
Appreciate that, man.
Jaden.
Yeah, I got to find mine. It's game in the studio somewhere, right?
The dub. What?
All right, man. You can send us some more if you want.
Yeah, thanks for the hats, dude. Appreciate you.
I'll be at the game, so I'm going to try to bring home the dub.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Very cool.
Gotcha.
Let's try. Our guy Kevin is in Fairfax. Kev, how confident are you?
I'm so confident. I'm already on to the Steeler game, and I think that's the game that everybody that showed up on Groundhog Day is going to get a free ticket to, right?
I think you're right. No. What? 2-2-22? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Groundhog Day event in Bethesda, they came out and said, yeah, everybody's going to get a preseason. Well, that never happened. So is the default game against the Steeler game?
I don't have a clue of what you're talking about.
I do remember at the preseason game, they said it was the 106.7 versus 980 event at the Draft House, okay. Right, at the Jazz Club,
yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Correct.
The Commanders said everybody here gets a free ticket to a preseason game.
Yeah.
I don't think, sir, that means you get a free ticket to the Steelers game.
Steelers game. They said preseason. They didn't say regular season.
Oh, man.
But good luck with that.
You made it sound how you wanted it to sound, right?
You know who you should call is Wendy. Now, I don't know her number or anything, but Wendy's in charge of all things tickets. She comes on with us every Tuesday. She knows a ton about sports. So I think you should call Wendy. Good luck.
Wendy is sitting there right now saying, JP is an ass.
let's get Mama Stu real quick.
Mama Stu.
Yo. Oh, hell no. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
We're good. How are you?
I am blissful, and I'm fairly confident in our coaching staff to have these guys ready to go up there and do what they do. Division games are always, you know, our division play hard against each other, so I'm not going to say it's a gimme, but I'm confident that this coaching staff, this all-star coaching staff, will have these guys ready. And even in the red zone, we saw what happened with them with the Giants the first time, and then they got their stuff in order, got it corrected. We saw what happened in Arizona. So I'm confident in the coaching staff to have these guys ready. Whether we win or not, listen, I'm confident in them, and my confidence in them says, hey, we're going to go up there and do what it do.
All right.
Appreciate you, Mama.
Appreciate it.
All right. No, don't take any more calls, boys. I'm going to knock out the ones we got. Doug is in Brandywine. Doug, how you feeling about Sunday's game?
What's up, fellas, man? What's going on, B. Mitchell, Finley?
Good,
brother. Good, bud.
Man, I'm confident. I'm confident about the game. I think we're going to go up there and dog them boys. It's a different team since game two, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think the play calling gotten better. I think he was kind of, you know, taking it slow with Dayton at first. But my whole thing is this, like, as far as, like, our red zone woes and when the offense blow up, why doesn't he stay in the two-back set with that pro set formation? Like, all three of our running backs can catch. Every time he go to it, we get positive yards, 5, 12, and then he go away from it. It's like, I don't understand. Like, we use that two-back set, our offense become unstoppable because the defenses don't know if Jay's going to keep it, he's going to pass it, the running back's checking block. So if he put that in the game plan, like, we're a dog to Giants, man. I think we're going to get into business. I just want our fan base to stop being pessimists. The days of old is gone, man. We need to get that attitude like we're going to dog whoever we play. Let's go, DC.
All right, brother.
Strong call. Appreciate you,
man. Like it.